Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Who knew that mowing the lawn could recharge your mental and physical battery better than an energy drink? All right, that really depends on the lawn, right? But I just got done with doing just some yard work, and I kind of look at it differently now. I don't look at it necessarily as a chore, although there are some moments, but it can be like a health boost in disguise. Everything from raking leaves to planting flowers to, you know, taking on the garden. That is, or can be, a step toward a healthier you. So we're going to dive into how turning your yard into your personal gym can really transform your space, not only your space, but your well-being as well. But before you get into all this stuff, you're ready to turn those gardening gloves into gym gloves. I get it. Head over to talktoperry.com and without sounding too corny, let's make every weed pull count. Oh, man. I just got done with some weeding, some mowing, and I found myself just doing squats, getting things, you know, picked up, scraping things around. I do have some gardening tools and stuff like that, but I needed to get in some lunges, some squats, just pushing and pulling sort of things. And while it wasn't like a big, huge session in the gym, you know, it can be one of those, a very therapeutic way of going about getting in more exercise. And the way I kind of look at it is just to get an energy boost. I mean, while it could be a full body workout, I know I've talked to some people that went, oh my gosh, I did yard work all weekend, I'm super sore. Usually they're using muscles they hadn't used in a long time, you know? And this stuff, it boosts your heart rate, helps tone your muscles. Just the stretching and the strength training in there, the flexibility that's needed, the endurance, depending on the size of your yard and the size of your projects, even planting, you know, squats like no other workout, right? But beyond that, I think being outside, soaking up the vitamin D, breathing in the fresh air, connecting with the earth, that can elevate your mood and clear your mind. So when you kind of step back and start thinking of this, instead of like, oh my gosh, it's a project I'm dreading, look at it as it's a project that I'm using to fuel my mental and physical health and boosting my energy naturally, and a happiness boost. Well, now we've got something, right? So while I'm not the most avid gardener, and to tell you the truth, yard work isn't necessarily the thing I look forward to most. There are moments of it I do look forward to. I'm like, you know, I like the way the yard looks when I'm done. I like that I can take in either an audiobook or just really connect with nature and just think and just really brainstorm and disconnect from the social media stuff and connect with the earth. And so that can be a really big game changer, you know, more energy, clearer thoughts, newfound appreciation for my surroundings. That's huge. So I don't know what that is for you. I mean, you might live in an apartment. You don't have to do any yard work or whatever. But for those of you that do have some landscaping or yards to take care of, that can be quite therapeutic. I even know that, you know, even in apartment complexes and stuff like that, sometimes they have gardening boxes that you can go and rent. That may be a great way to do it. So, I mean, if you're one feeling the slump, I want to help you revitalize your routine. That's why I say head over to talktoperry.com, because I want to listen. Hear what's going on, what you're struggling with, what your goals are. So that I can really, not just me, but us brainstorm together how you can reclaim your power by boosting that mental and physical energy of yours. So many of us, we go around life like we are a 6-year-old smartphone with 2% battery life. And my gosh, what happens if we have one more app, one more to-do list thing, right? You know, and I want to help you. What would your life, or how would your life look different if your mental and physical battery is running at 100% every single day? Boom. Game changer, right? Talk to Perry.com. All right, your yard, it's more than just land. It's your personal wellness retreat waiting to be explored. And the next time that you're dreading that yard work, like me, look at it. It's not a chore. It's an opportunity to grow stronger inside and out. So grab those landscaping gloves, and your health is literally right there in your backyard. So just know you can choose to use your power. Take control. Take advantage of the opportunities around you. Or you can let the external circumstances control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals. And, you know, it boils down to just looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find this show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.